one of my past relationships. We were eating at a restaurant here in the Louisville area, and began being harassed by patrons. Some men at the restaurant requested the restaurant manager come out, and instead of coming out, they simply asked us, had a waiter come out and said, did you want to move? And at this point, we'd already started eating our meal, and we said, we shouldn't have to move. So the manager still didn't come out. And the threats from these individuals, these patrons, began to get louder and more threatening. So we called, or I did, I called 911, and the police came. And by that time, 25 minutes later, the patrons had left, and I was left to explain to the police what had taken place. And they seemed, and not all police, I'm not trying to blanket this, but the individuals who responded to my call were very oblivious to what we'd been through, asked us if we hadn't been maybe so obvious about our relationship, we wouldn't have experienced this. And it was not the first time, so I wasn't shocked by it. But after so many times, you begin to grow or have so much animosity, not only for folks who treat you that way, but then for police who we pay our taxes for them to protect us. And instead, we're judged and condemned by them as well. And so you're left to manage this rage, and it's very difficult at times. And I think we see all kinds of examples of folk in society who act out on that rage, and then we point our fingers at them. But we never see what is taking place in the background that has produced that kind of response. So it is, and I don't feel comfortable today holding the hand of my husband anywhere in Louisville for fear of being attacked. And you say, well, you can prosecute. Yeah, but that's if I live. I've been attacked in 1997, almost killed. There's no guarantee you're going to make it through it. So resting on a law that's in the statutes to protect us, that's very vague and unsatisfactory for someone who wants to be safe.
You mentioned spending a lot of time in church as you grew up. I'm wondering, how did your family of origin react to your sexuality?
I'm not hesitating because I'm trying to figure out a nice way to put it, but I think my story may be unique, and I'm very blessed for that. I was outed. So I didn't choose to come out at the time I was outed. I was actually in Memphis, Tennessee. I was on my way to New Orleans, and my mother left a message on my cell phone. That was back when the cell phones were pretty large. So that thing beeped, and you knew it. And I called her back. I was there in Memphis, and she asked me, you know, somebody had sent them a letter, my parents a letter, you know. And she asked me about it, and I was truthful with her. But at the same time, I was terrified. My father's an ordained Baptist minister. My mother grew up in church. My family's just super religious. So I knew very well what coming out would do. And it took some time. There was some anger. There was some hurt on both sides. But I've been very fortunate in that my parents have not only embraced who I am, but embraced my husband, embraced my ministry and my calling. And my father actually told me that I've helped him grow more spiritually in the last years of my coming out than he had been in his entire life after going to seminary and getting his doctorate in ministry. And that's not a tribute to me. That's a tribute to my father and a tribute to all those religious folk who extend themselves beyond bigotry and start trusting a faith of inclusion. So I am extremely, extremely lucky. And ends up, my father married my husband and I. So people just fall out on the floor when they hear that. Is he a Baptist minister? Yeah, and he's my dad. What? So it's a great starting place for discussing inclusive faith.